Welcome to the After Show with Tony and Christy from Warm 101.3. You've obviously found us on warm1013.com. We invite you to share this with your friends, socialize stuff, you know, so we can make more friends. Would you drink atomic vodka?
I've had Fireball, although I don't think that's vodka.
No, that's whiskey.
I would say no.
Okay, well, here's why you're right. Atomic, spelled A-T-O-M-I-K, vodka, has made from apples grown near the Chernobyl exclusion zone. Remember what happened in Chernobyl?
Yeah.
Had a meltdown? By the way, it's also, I read this just the other day, the ground there where a Chernobyl thing happened.
Yeah.
There's some radioactivity seeping up through all the concrete. So
imagine that.
I know. So imagine that 36 years later. So no, yeah, thanks. So they produced 1,500 bottles of the atomic vodka. It was supposed to go to the UK, but
they said no.
Ukrainian Secret Service seized it because it's got radioactivity in it. For goodness' sake. Here's what the people who made it said. It doesn't have any more radioactivity than anything else. Well, than any other vodka. Really? I think you're lying to me. So, talk about a high. That's just weird.
God, it's crazy.
You have my cut that I wanted about the woman with the...
I do.
You grabbed that because this is going to segue right into what I did to you yesterday. A woman programmed her boss's computer so it starts talking to him when no one else is around. This is great. Listen to this.
Oh, boy. I don't know what you did, Christine, but I know it's you. You're freaking me out if you're listening to me.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
I am, believe me. There's something that's going to explode.
Let me out of this computer box.
Oh, boy.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Christine needs a raise. Give Christine the raise.
Yeah, Christine's going to get fired.
That's funny.
So that's. I'm glad somebody else is thinking of things to freak people out. Like,
yes,
Christy.
Yes, and this is all because I have a ghost.
You have a ghost in
my house. I do feel like all of a sudden this just happened. This ghost has not been here. My mom brought one of her photo albums from her childhood into my house, and now I have a ghost. Because the last two nights, the weird things have happened in my child's room. To the point where I want to get one of those cameras in there.
Do it. I want to see.
Because I want to know what's happening.
Your son is hot. He's throwing the pillow.
Okay.
Off.
First, it was the blanket.
Right.
Clear across the room. Okay.
Yeah.
Usually, if you're hot, you just take the blanket off and it might fall on the floor.
I'm sure he kicked it and it flew because he's a strong
pillow.
Kid.
Million times pillows fall on floors, but usually it's down by where the pillow is. No. Mm-hmm. Opposite side of the room, the pillow.
Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you. You know, you're right. It's a ghost. It must be. I think it's a couple of ghosts.
It might be. Really, they're messing with me.
I think. You know what?
I'm hearing noises now. I'm hearing noises. People are talking to me. No, they're not. Just that. I'm kidding. Yeah, Tony's trying to make me think that, but I know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a ghost. That does not sound like that.
You have an evil spirit in your house.
Dude, stop doing that. I don't like it so much. I really don't.
You
terrible.
Have an evil spirit in your house. I'm just telling you.
What's wrong with you? You're enjoying this too much.
I am enjoying the hell out of this.
All right. So I have an evil spirit, so I'm going to have to get my mom in the case. She's going to have to get some holy water. She's going to have to get a candle and tell the ghost to be gone.
Right.
Yep.
But when you say evil spirit, you have to say it.
Evil spirit.
No. Okay. Is that how it works? She's got to have a cross. She's going to have to...
Oh, man.
Do something, because she brought this thing into my house,
mm-hmm.
and I know it's her.
Of course, yeah. It's her evil spirit.
It is.
Okay. Yes. All right. So we've had a gas shortage down south because of the pipeline thing. That should be taken care of. It's starting up again, but people were doing stupid things like putting gasoline in baggies. Are you an idiot? Yes. We've had toilet paper shortages. Apparently there's going to be maybe a chicken shortage because...
I heard this.
Tyson Foods, you know, they got a bunch of different roosters from a different breeder or something, and apparently they're not frisky enough, or they're just underperforming. I hate that. That's the worst thing. You're an underperforming rooster. Well, thank you very much. That's what they are. They're underperforming roosters. They're not, and their eggs aren't hatching as well as the
interesting.
So it's going to be before like September before they fix this. So we could be in for a chicken shortage. I don't know if chicken nuggets will go up in price because I don't know if there's any chicken in those nuggets.
Right.
You know, a lot of stuff is it says chicken.
Lots
nuggets,
of rib meat.
Yeah, a lot of different
what
stuff.
What is
in
rib
there.
Meat anyway? When they
don't
say
know.
Contains rib meat.
Yeah.
In all the chicken know. You eat.
Really. But I imagine that can't be. You can't find more of a an insult to than your roosters are underperforming.
Yeah,
you are an underperforming rooster. I can't. Maybe you know what? Maybe they are being taken over by evil spirits.
Stop doing that! It's crazy. I don't like it. I do have a fear of that.
I know. You should, because they're evil spirits.
No, I really do.
I get it.
I watched too much Exorcist as a child.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have a phobia and a fear of that.
Wow. So you're telling me you probably won't sleep tonight?
Dude, I have sixes in many numbers in my life.
What's sixes got to do? You mean 666?
666!
Oh, my goodness.
Multiple sixes. Stop it!
Remind me to do this on the air tomorrow. This is fun.
Oh, Tony. It's not fun. It's really freaking me out.
Oh,
but anyway, more right. importantly, let's talk about my son last night and Victor. Had
three home runs.
I am such a proud mom this morning. I cannot stop bragging about him. Three home runs in one game. It was awesome. I loved it so much. I'm so proud of him. And I just want to point out the lessons I'm getting him are definitely paying off.
Yeah.
He's had two private lessons.
Uh-huh.
Enough. And he's also on a travel team with the owner of this facility.
Right.
And we got private lessons with him. And in two times... He has now hit four home runs in a row. Like, his last four hits have all been home runs.
Man,
three in
crazy.
One game.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
And he got walked twice yesterday, but that's not, you can't help get walked.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. Walking is fine.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean?
That's what my husband said. He goes,
he's going to get a lot of that, too, let me tell you.
Yeah. I'm surprised they didn't intentionally walk him after, like, the first two home runs.
Yeah, well, that's going to happen.
And then my son goes, I wanted five.
Because
he was reaching for some of those, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like... I looked at him, I go, really? He goes, well, I could have. I'm like, oh, okay. I let him have it, though. I was just like, sure, of course you could have, because you're awesome and amazing. Because
right,
we like to build our kids up, right?
Exactly.
So it was
well,
fun.
He is going to be your 401k, I'm going to tell you that right now.
I know you did, too. I love nothing more than watching him do something he loves, and that's what I love.
Yep. Oh, and I think, you know, it's funny because this is great because he's 12 years old and this is wonderful. And it's going to be very good. It's going to get better. I'm having a wonderful time right now watching my son and my daughter finally now getting a gig, being successful adults.
Yeah.
That is so gratifying.
It just so much changes every year with your children.
Yeah.
No matter what the age, you're proud of all their successes. Yeah. And I just love it. I mean, taking it in, enjoying it, and knowing that, one day he's not going to be, I'm not going to be able to see him. Hitting the home run,
He might be on TV.
I mean, it might have to be on TV. I just might not be able to see it in person, Tony. That's what
I might have to watch it on the game of the week. But other than that,
I just love it. I love all
and
of this.
You should. This is very cool. I will be over the moon. Well, matter of fact, when Leslie was playing softball, her first three hits were grand slams.
See?
Okay.
And so you
I get it. It was like, oh my God, 12 RBIs in one game. I was like, are you kidding me?
It's fantastic.
And that was because here's the deal. Mostly everybody walked.
Right.
But Leslie doesn't sit around. She never sat around. She swung at anything. Okay. And
that's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And can
she
be bad sometimes.
Exactly. But she didn't want to walk and she hit the ball.
Oh, so, that's great.
So it's fun. So I know you're going through. It's great. So just enjoy it. All right, kids. That's the podcast for today. Tomorrow on the radio on Warm 101.3, we'll be talking about evil spirits.
No, we will
Christy
not.
Christy Credit on Warm 101.3.
I
Have
can't.
A good rest of your day.